Well, and a special interview coming your way right now. Not just talking about any old beauty spot, but the Laser Boutique is in the crosshairs right now. And you might have caught our chats on radio last week with the founder of Laser Boutique, Svea Herman. She joins me on the line once again this morning for a really cool chat. Svea, are you there?
I am. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on air.
Great to have you back with us on the line. I'm looking forward to having you live in studio very soon, but I know you're very busy all over the place. So we're connecting quickly for a telephonic chat. And for those that might not have heard our last little interview, what do you and your ladies at the Laser Boutique specialize in?
So we specialize in skin and hair removal. We love to get everybody feeling confident and living a smooth life. So we focus on pain-free permanent laser hair removal for dark hair. And then we have the most incredible technology from Canada called Apolis, which can painlessly and permanently remove any light blonde, white, red hair, because laser doesn't really work on light hair.
And
then we also focus on skin, which is, you know, all sorts of skin conditions, whether it's just anti-aging, if you want to feel young, you know, if you want to iron out a few lines and wrinkles, or if you've got acne or an even skin tone. Lots of people suffer from pigmentation, especially around the Belito area, you know, because you're in the sun a lot.
Absolutely. It's a big thing. So it's a whole spread of services, really a one-stop spot for sorting out all of your skin and hair-related, body hair-related bugbears. The Laser Boutique, if you didn't know, now you do. And there is only one branch in Belito currently. Where is it based?
Yes, there's one branch. We're in Belito Junction. We've got the most incredible team of, we call them beauticians, because they're beauticians that I think they are. They're proper little magicians. What they can get up to and what they can, you know, the results that they get for some of their clients is just, it's magic.
Wow, beauticians. If you haven't yet experienced the magic yourself, you need to book yourself an appointment at the Laser Boutique. Now, you know, at Belito Junction, it's currently the only branch in Belito. But when we chatted last, you mentioned that you are on a mission to franchise at the moment. And I wanted to find out why. Why franchise and why not continue to open your own stores?
We sure are. We are franchising. It's exciting. We feel that, you know what, when you're in the service industry, and especially when you're working with people's skin, it's really important to have a very, very high service level. Mm. And, you know, the mode of franchising allows us to make sure that you've got an owner-run, owner-managed business to ensure that the level of service is always high.
Yeah. Well, that makes total sense to me then. And you mentioned something really interesting during our last interview, which is that Ian Furr, the well-known founder of Sorbet, is actually advising and coaching and assisting you in your franchising journey. Tell me more about that.
That's correct. Yes, we are so excited and so honored. Ian Furr, yes, as you said, the founder of Sorbet. I mean, we know there's like a Sorbet in every shopping center. He's assisting us scale up the business. It's exciting. He's done such a fantastic job with Sorbet. He's not obviously with Sorbet anymore. I think they sold. Mm. And I think they got sold again. They got sold a few times, that business. But, Ian is now a consultant. He's consulting to us. He's assisting us scale up and franchise in the right way, because you get good franchises and then you get not such good franchises, and we just want to be the best. So we got the best on board to assist us.
There you go. Only the best for the best. And can anyone become a franchisee?
So anyone can, but there is an interview process, because not everyone is suitable to actually be a franchisee. I think a lot of people think that they might be suitable, but being a franchisee, it's intricate. It's not as simple as a lot of people think. Yes, it's a turnkey solution, but at the end of the day, you need to have the right personality to be able to be a franchisee, because you've got to like stick to rules and regulations, and you can't really bring your personality to work, because you know the business or the brand on its own has got its own personality. You know, like for example, Nando's in Joburg looks exactly the same as a Nando's in Cape Town and a Nando's in Belita or whatever have you. Same thing with the laser boutique and with the sorbet. It, like, every branch needs to look the same. You can't have somebody think, oh, I want to bring my flair in and then start redecorating.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, so I suppose the answer to that question, anyone can, but maybe not everyone should be a franchisee. You've got to tick the boxes. And
as long as you can and you want to and you're prepared to work within an existing business framework, there's a lot of benefits that come in with franchising. A whole lot of benefits.
A lot of support, and you know, you've got this this brand that has been kind of lovingly already created. So much has gone into it, and if you're able to roll with that, wow! I mean, the sky's the limit. So what are the costs of actually opening a franchise?
So today, more than ever, it's become more and more affordable, and the reason for that is because we've got our own technology. Opening up a laser boutique 10 years ago would cost in the millions, because just the technology alone costs about $2 million.
Sure.
But or used to cost $2 million, but because we've now launched our very own technology, you can open up a laser boutique with about 800,000 rand, which is really, really, really good. I mean, there aren't many businesses that you can open up in today's climate with less than R1 million.
Sure. I mean, if you know your numbers, and you'll know just how compelling that prospect is. And for someone who's now thinking, wow, this could be my next business venture, do you have any advice to anyone thinking about franchising? And so I suppose franchising in general, not necessarily through the laser boutique, but certainly if that's the direction people are thinking in, what advice do you have?
So I think that business as a whole, to open up your own business, I think it's so risky. But I just think franchising is such a attractive way of, you know, leaving a corporate job. I know lots of people that land up opening up a franchise are people that have been in a corporate job for years and years, and they've had enough of that, and they want a little bit more freedom. But the risk is huge. So, you know, opening up a franchise does give you a little bit of constraints when it comes to, like, you know, working within that design framework, within the product, you know, that the franchise sells, or the services, and following the standard operating procedures. But the nice thing about that is that it's all been tried and tested.
Yeah.
You know, you're not reinventing the wheel in any way. And like I said, like, if you look at the numbers, the figures, it's a no-brainer, because what you're paying in royalties a month, you would have to pay tenfold, twentyfold if you were doing it on your own. And it's just, yeah, it just makes sense.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think franchising definitely makes sense, as long as you're happy with those parameters. And just do your homework. Always do your homework. Find out. Ask all the questions. What is the setup cost? For example, a laser boutique can cost up to $800,000 to set up.
Yeah.
How long? Ask questions like, how long will it take to, I guess, make my money back? Or what is the turnover? What can I expect in turnover every year? So, for example, with a laser boutique, you can expect about a R3 million turnover, which is amazing when you think about only an R800,000 setup cost.
Wow.
Think of questions to ask, for example, support, design, etc. Always do your homework. I always advise anybody who's thinking about franchising, go and do your own research. Don't listen to what people say. Do your own research.
Absolutely. But, you know, if you already have done a little bit of homework and you understand just how compelling this offer is to become a franchisee through the Laser Boutique, and I suppose that interview process will be a two-way thing, that you'll be able to ask as many questions as you are asked by Tsvia and the Laser Boutique team. So what is the smartest way for a prospective franchisee to get in touch with the Laser Boutique to take things further, Tsvia?
Oh, wonderful. Yes. You can go onto our website, which is the Laser Boutique, and it's BAUTIQE.co.za. And there is a whole page dedicated to franchising. There's lots of, I mean, that page alone will probably answer a lot of your questions. There's a form you can fill out. And I just want to go back to that whole interview process. You know, although we would interview anybody wanting to open up a laser boutique, it is a two-way interview.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a way in which both parties ask questions and get to know each other more. And there's a whole process of that one would go down when opening up a franchise to make sure that, you know, it's a partnership at the end of the day, that the partnership is right and that all the expectations from both parties are very clear right from the beginning. There's a very clear agreement. There's a little forecast. So everything is almost like spelt out from the get-go to avoid any arguments or disagreements or whatever have you.
Very tidy. That's the way we like it. And if you're catching the tail end of this interview, we're talking the Laser Boutique. And not only is it your number one spot in Belita, at the Belita Junction, to go and take care of all your hair removal and skincare needs, but it's a really compelling and exciting franchise opportunity. And if that's the way your mind is going, then I urge you to check out the website, the Laser Boutique.co.za. That's boutique spelt B-E-A-U-T-I-Q-U-E. And my special guest on the line with me, the founder of the Laser Boutique, Svea Herman. Svea, thank you so much for giving us the scoop, and wishing you nothing but incredible success with this really, really exciting chapter as you continue the franchising journey. What do you
say? Thank you so much for having me on air again. It was such a pleasure. Thanks a million, and have a great day.
Right back at you. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, bringing you back to the music. It's Tuesday, and hey, even though it's a weekday, here's the weekend.